To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
New York is a step closer, a big step closer, to its first legal marijuana sales now that it's approving the first batch of retail dispensary licenses.
WCBS's Steve Burns is following this. So, Steve, they're starting with 36 licenses. How was that first group decided on?
The first group of applicants is what the state has classified as justice-involved applicants, people who they themselves have been convicted of a marijuana-related offense or had someone in their family convicted of a marijuana-related offense, along with nonprofits that serve people who are getting out of prison. Really, it's the overarching theme we hear over and over again from the lawmakers who put this together, the officials on the board carrying this out, that the goal is to try to right the wrongs of the past here, being very intentional in not just, you know, handing out licenses to the biggest companies that want to come in, but really giving a leg up to the people who were most impacted by the war on drugs and really help them out to the point that we see the state is doing a lot of the legwork here. They have locations, they have storefronts already picked out for these dispensaries, they're loaning money to these applicants, and again, the first sales are still expected at some point before the end of this year.
The board did have to hold off on granting licenses in some areas because of an ongoing lawsuit. How much could that complicate the process?
We definitely see it already complicating things to some extent. This lawsuit means that several regions are off limits for the time being as far as those dispensary licenses go. That includes both Brooklyn and the Hudson Valley, along with a few more regions farther upstate. The lawsuit is about the application process. Again, applicants needed to have some kind of marijuana-related conviction. But the question in this lawsuit is if that conviction had to happen in New York State. The plaintiff here had his conviction in Michigan. So the regions that are off limits are places where that company named Verisite, it applied to open dispensaries in those regions that are now off limits. How long this lawsuit takes to resolve, we don't really know at this point. We're still waiting on a formal appeal to be filed by the state. But until then, we won't see any dispensaries in Brooklyn or the Hudson Valley.
Steve, we're talking about New York's first legal cannabis sales here. Right now, though, it's really not too hard to find it on the underground market. Any plans to address those illicit sales?
Yeah, that's really kind of the elephant in the room at the moment, and there's really no solid answer yet. Clearly, there's already weed everywhere in New York City. We had those weed vans in Times Square. There are bodegas all over the place that are openly selling it. And the fear is if nothing's done about the underground market, it'll cut into the bottom line for folks who are trying to do this above board. Mayor Adams has mentioned that there's really no legal framework they can go on to shut these operations down. So we have some lawmakers talking about coming back and drawing up harsher penalties. There's also some hesitation to throw the book at these people. Again, given the history here, some advocates want to see if there's any way to possibly bring them into the fold on the legal side. So still a lot of questions left to be answered here.
Steve, thanks for the update. WCBS reporter Steve Burns.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.